Holistic society, also called holographic society, and royalty in outer space. Hello to everyone, thank you for joining me here once more. I hope you are all happy and strong. My name is Marie Swaru. The contents of this video were approved by Queen Alanim Alexandra I, herself. Many other authors on the web nowadays have used the term holographic society, perhaps referring to this subject I am going to talk about today, my group, and I cannot know what they are saying, what their concepts and ideas about holographic societies in general. So my predecessors decided to name our concepts about what may be that same type of society as a holistic society. Besides, we think that name is more appropriate anyway. Holistic societies and their many variants are the political systems which are most used, or most common among advanced interstellar star races all over the galaxy, which are also very advanced ethically, and spiritually as well, because a holistic society is the best system to be able to provide true equality among all its members and citizens. The holistic society in its purest form, at least as described by the United Federation of Planets, is the one used by the Andromedan race, which is very old, and along with their close friends the Arcturians in their three flavors, Corundians, Devonians, and Diasli Enterplex, were allegedly the first to successfully adopt it as a political system for their planets and societies. The Andromedan Holistic Society is structured or characterized the next way. Each small town on a planet has its council, which is integrated by people who live in that town, by locals, and who participate voluntarily with no need for elections. Anyone can enter a meeting and participate with his or her points of view about the subject at hand. And where local citizen experts on each subject or problem to be solved may be called to participate, in case they are needed. For example, if there is a problem with bread distribution, they will call in bakers and farmers, and if there is a problem with the power generators, they will call in engineers and electricians, who also participate voluntarily, and as part of their service to others in their community. During a council meeting, the members will discuss the best course of action to solve the issue, problem, or plan at hand, using logic and reason, with no need to vote for one or another outcome, as holistic societies know that voting does not provide a result which is in the best interests of the community, as it will always be inclined towards the ideas and the interests of those council members who voted. What they do is discuss the issue, sometimes for weeks or months, until they reach a logical agreement among all the members. Needless to say, this process may be very slow, but that depends on each issue or subject, naturally. When the nature of the problem is too complex or too big for what a town and its local council can handle and resolve, they will ask for help from the next larger council, which would be the regional one, the council which sees to the interests of a large island, for example, and if the issue or problem is even larger, the council members will seek the help of an even larger council, which sees for the interests of an even larger area or zone of that culture. And so is the case if the issue still cannot be resolved, it will be pushed up the council chain until it reaches the so-called High Council of the culture, the one which represents their entire race, and which can be planet-wide, like in the case of the Lyrians in planet Lyra orbiting the star Vega, or multiple planets-wide in the case of cultures which reside in multiple ones, such as Taygeta, for example. As this political system consists of a series of councils which increase in size according to their jurisdiction span, it is also called a step council holistic society. All citizens of those societies are welcome to participate in any council meeting, however large or small, providing full participation and political influence for all the members of the culture. A note from me here, This is how it is officially described by the Galactic Federation. But in practice, I have seen that people are not as free to participate as they say, because of space limitations inside the Council's building, they say. But in reality, I also see a lot of excuses and limitations the people who see who participates and who does not, impose on the volunteers. And those excuses and limitations may be logical or not. After the United Federation of Planets, or Galactic Federation, was formed after the Great Expansion and the Orion Wars, as their official narratives go, countless other emerging interstellar societies adopted this model as a base for their own. They basically adopted the main concept and adapted it to fit into the ideas and traditions of their cultures. For example, the Centauri or Alphaetons use a holistic society model in which their High Council members are elected in a way which is similar to how a democratic society does, and in which those High Council members are the equivalent of the Senate. In my opinion, this election collapses the concept of holistic society, and turns it into something like a terrestrial democratic society with all its problems and vices. As another example, other cultures such as the Irma, the Tegetan or the Engan cultures, use a Step Council Andromedan holistic society political system, but with an acting king in the case of the Irma and the Engan, or a queen in the case of Tegeta, as they are now, turning them into a monarchy holistic society, where the king or queen acts as the High Council chairman or chairwoman, and from where they may strongly influence the High Council's decisions. In the case of monarchy holistic societies, the king or queen does not have unlimited power, as all their decisions must go through the High Council or Senate before they are approved, although, in some cultures such as Tegeta, the queen does have the authority to override the High Council's decisions, even though the reason still must be inquired and processed. The king or queen is seen as an example to follow in their culture and is also used to represent them in meetings, sometimes very far from home, like the ones which take place in the Galactic Federation's councils, where it would be impossible to move all the culture's High Council members, and where an ambassador is not enough. In theory, in a monarchical holistic society, anyone can be appointed king or queen if they meet the necessary requirements, which are to have very high ethical standards, high personal integrity and a lot of political experience and knowledge, especially managing exopolitics and foreign relationships, handling the difficult interaction between star races which can be very different, and where agreements can be very hard to achieve. The king or queen must be highly trained before being appointed as such, and must have a lot of general experience because the king or queen is seen as their culture, which values and all, are compressed into one single individual. Meeting all the necessary requirements to be a king or a queen in a holistic society is no simple task, and once appointed, the social, political and work pressures are very strong. Although in theory anyone may be appointed king or queen in this kind of holistic society, they usually do run in families, where the members may often be the ones appointed, as they are educated from a very young age to be able to exercise the position and the heavy role in their society. And it is usually the king or queen who appoints their replacement and presents it to the High Council of their cultures. The acting king or queen then takes their future replacement as their trainee and protege, where he or she passes on all the necessary knowledge possible to the trainee, who will also accompany the king or queen while they work and act in their role, to gain experience and knowledge. An interesting thing to add here is that many stellar people from families which follow these traditions, royal families, and their future kings and queens of their stellar cultures, go to Earth to train for their future social roles. They chose Earth because it is very hard to live there. Many say it is the hardest level of incarnation, and they learn a lot of self-discipline, fortitude, and resilience during hard times, as well as how to interact with people who are very different from them. Even though sometimes the stellar future kings and queens may have some level of kinship with some of Earth's oldest royal families, they usually do not. And one thing that I must make very clear here is that stellar kings and queens of holistic societies are very different in all ways from the hard, cruel, narcissistic royal families found on Earth, which many of them have a direct connection to reptilian bloodlines. They are mostly examples to follow, representatives and ambassadors for their society, and who work with them for their people, with their best interests in mind, contrary to what happens on Earth, and this is because their entire mentality is different. They go to Earth as starseeds for one or several incarnations, or as step downs where they are full extraterrestrials living as humans, among them, and using a normal human name and identity for a few years as part of their training as future kings and queens. After that, many remain close to Earth, in orbiting starships, during their extended learning time, as they can see and study all the Earth's problems from yet another point of view, and participate in the possible solutions for those problems. Here, once more, you can see how Earth is taken, or considered as a school for souls. This is the case of Taygeta, where Queen Alanim Alexandra I lived on Earth as a simple human, taking on a normal name and in a normal family for several years as she needed to know firsthand what it is like to live there, and learn as much as she could about how to face problems and how to resolve them. Taygeta has always been a target for the Cabal on Earth, which for a long time has sought to take it over or to invade it somehow and make it a colony, as many suspect, to become a stepping stone to invade other cultures in the Pleiades star system. In one of the latest attempts, they planned to set up a puppet queen who would work for them and their interests, but fortunately, Queen Alanim was appointed as queen, stepping into power before that could happen. As many of you know, Taygeta and its policies are not entirely well seen or approved by the Galactic Federation, as Taygeta and Alanim are seen as somewhat rebellious and not cooperative with their interests. Mostly because Taygeta and Alanim see the Galactic Federation's procedures and interests as quite shady, unclear, and even regressive at times, very much against how true holistic societies should be. Being so close to Earth and its cabal, and also knowing that the Galactic Federation does not approve of her, Alanim always moves with the utmost security, even though there have been no clear threats to her integrity. Furthermore, Queen Alanim Alexandra has already chosen her replacement, mostly as a precaution, who is now in training at her side, even though she has no plans to resign or to leave her role and post anytime soon. Coming back to holistic societies, the biggest question here is how to implement one on Earth. This is a subject for countless discussions and videos, but what I can say now is that the basement of every holistic society, and the one thing which it cannot work without, is the high ethics and the mentality of its members. This is where it is said that service to others must be the mentality that at least the vast majority of its members should have, or the emerging society will become corrupt again, and fall into other unequal political systems. Many spiritual communities blindly push the service to others mentality as the key to a holistic society, a holographic society as they call it. And although this objectively is correct, the problem is that if only a few good-hearted and well-intended people follow this mentality, on Earth, they end up being exploited by their so-called guides and group leaders, almost to the point of slavery, all in the name of service to others. So on Earth, things are not so simple. This is made a lot worse with the common idea that spiritual services must be given for free, and charging for your work while you do things that are not part of the socially accepted ways of making money, is seen as a reason to doubt the integrity and legitimacy of those people. I see this as a government-controlled New Age trap, because people who are investing their time and effort in spiritual activities would not be able to continue doing so if they did not charge for what they do, because they would have to find a normal 9-to-5 job to pay their bills and food, leaving them with no time and energy to do their positive work which can help many like-minded people, as well as bring countless others into that positive way of thought and of living, which can propitiate the formation of a holistic society. On Earth, things must be approached with much caution, because it is best that positive individuals have their needs met before they can help others, or they will fall into need again, and with it, all their positive good work would stop altogether. First tend to your needs, and to your stability, and only then help others from that point of strength, as Ari the Irma Tiger said. And this takes us to another important point to consider for the formation of a holistic society, and that is the mentality of living in lack. The idea of scarcity will make people go towards self-centered interests, because their survival instincts will be strong at play, causing them to enter into a hoarding mentality, as well as into service to self. At least the basic needs of the human population must be met before they can develop a good enough mentality to even start to form the basis of a holistic society. And to achieve this, the cabal on Earth must be removed, and that is a hard enterprise, as we all know that the Galactic Federation and its unclear agendas come into play here. For example, the idea that the Earth must be as it is to give the souls there the learning experience they want, all through hardship and much suffering. Holistic societies are a huge subject that I will be addressing in future videos, where I will continue to describe them with the utmost detail, so they are finally well known to you all, so you can have them as a reference to bring one of your own to Earth. Thank you if you got this far in my video. Thank you for liking and subscribing for more if you see this information as valuable to you. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love. Your friend, Marie Soirou.